Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. Lot in the news for real estate. First up, for the first part of the program, perhaps the first half of the program, returning is Mr. Gary Earle. Good morning, Gary.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Let's see. Fine, thank you. Let's see if I can... Last time you were on, I had difficulty remembering the name of the organization that you are directing, I guess, or president?
President of Coalition for Sensible Planning. We're a grassroots organization in the Goleta Valley fighting to get a new community plan before there's any high-density rezoning in the valley.
That's a good synopsis. That's what you're doing. You want a community plan. It's been in the paper this week, and even in today's news press. But throughout the week, the news press is really taking the ball on this and going with it. There's no misunderstanding how they feel about it. They're coming out and supporting what you are doing. And the news press and people are writing in, people on both sides of the fence, of course. But the big one today, recapping residents of Noleta and the rest of the 2nd District, should expect Supervisor Susan Rose to have more of a handle on large development and other projects that the county employees are working on. And they're referring to this $54 million conceptual proposal to build 150 homes for some critical employees. That's big in the news. I want to talk about that. I do want to mention that we had you on a few weeks ago. We had Kim Seafeld on. She was kind of recapping what you're doing, which is... say exactly what you said. What's your mission statement is?
Coalition for Sensible Planning, like I said, is a grassroots organization of citizens in the Goleta Valley. We represent somewhere around 2,000 people out here, and we want a new community plan before there is any rezoning of land here for high density development.
Now, one of the questions here that someone wrote in, I don't know if you know this person or. Tell me if this makes any sense. They said, this was from a letter to the editor, why was the Goleta Growth Management Ordinance repealed? Do you know anything about that?
Well, that's a good question for Susan Rose. When she was first elected, and I have some of her campaign literature from her first campaign, she campaigned to support it and strengthen it. And then after she was elected, she voted to have it repealed. And I don't have that answer, but you should get Susan Rose on your show and ask her.
So that's one of the issues that you have with the supervisor or the whole... You want a plan. You want a plan
right,
in place.
The plan in the Goleta Valley is outdated. They should be updated every 10 years, and this was last done in 1993. But most importantly, during that time, the city of Goleta incorporated and split off. So it makes that entire plan invalid.
As I said, you were on, Kim Seafeld was on, and then I had a fellow who, Jerry Bunin, who is a government affairs director for, I'm not good on titles, but do you remember what organization he's with? The Home Builders Association.
Okay,
I think
it's based out of
San Luis, I think, but he covers the whole county. So he was on basically to... give the other side of the coin, and so we're trying to balance, and he had his say, and then someone called in later to support his position, and it was kind of, there was another letter to the editor today, in fact, that sounds like he supports the position, encouraging high density. A letter to the editor today actually says that one answer would be to really raise the height limit throughout the county to achieve essential increased density. His point is that if you increase density, then it makes, you have a greater chance for commuter rail to at least break even with appropriate subsidies, because you'll have more stops, you'll have more workers and office density. And, you know, if you were a mathematician, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, it depends. I mean, first of all, he's a builder, so builders want to build. So
well, no, don't get confused. Jerry Buhner didn't say this.
Okay.
This is a letter to the editor today.
Okay.
But along those positions of supporting the a little more density.
Well, there are areas in any community where higher density is worthy. I mean, where you have commercial business districts in downtown Santa Barbara and that type of area. But the Goleta Valley is not one of them. This is a low-density area. Most of the developments out here are 3 to 4 houses per acre, and to stick high density into an area like that is not part of good planning. If you have high-density corridors, fine, but this is not one of them.
Now, this caller who called this program to follow up and support the fact that, you know, his claim was, you know, people should just relax. You know, you have to change. You know, the change is good. Change is going to happen. You can't stop change. Let it happen. And then, so I'm talking to him. I'm letting him talk, and that's fine. I'm sure a lot of people agree with him. But then he turns around and says to me, well, you know, what it really comes down to is that they don't want those kind of people moving into the neighborhoods. And I was in such shock. I said, the only thing I could say was, well, my understanding, having just interviewed a couple of people from this organization, is that one of their main complaints is that those kind of people are the people that are making $139,000. They don't think it's really fair that people making that kind of money should qualify for subsidized housing, because they feel that they worked really hard to squeak in, get in, and suddenly someone who's making the same amount of money maybe. And so that was the only retort I could have. What would you say?
Well, we are not against affordable housing. We are for good planning before you institute it. I mean, we have to have a plan to see what the carrying capacity of this valley is. And then, according to the majority opinion or majority will that people live here, will shape the community according to what the capacity is. And I'm sure there is room for affordable housing. So I don't, you know, when people say those people, I don't know what they're referring to. Our argument is not against any culture or socioeconomic class. It's just about good planning.
We're talking with Gary Earle, who is president of the Coalition for Sensible Housing out there, primarily based out in Noleta, and the difficult balance between the city of Goleta and the county, and trying to approach planning density out in this fair valley. This is Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 879-5867. It spells TRI-KTMS. If you have an opinion one way or another, 879-5867. Gary, I want to take an early first break.
Sure.
So we'll have a longer second segment. We'll come back. I want to talk about this high-density proposal of 150 units that was supposedly kept under the radar, wasn't discussed, and just what you feel you'd like to see some changes made from the Board of Supervisors. A big meeting coming up Monday I want to talk about, too. And, of course, the changing of the guard. These supervisors are leaving, and the big complaint is that they want people want to see the new Board of Supervisors make the decision and tackle the decisions on affordable housing and density. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.